When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
I'm Lucas Buckley.
Well, Chris Scanlon has his first full day as acting mayor of Buffalo today. WBEN's Brayton Wilson spoke with Scanlon on what we should expect in the months ahead.
When taking over as Buffalo Common Council president this past January, Chris Scanlon knew the responsibilities entailed with the possibility of taking over as acting mayor should the current mayor ever step away from office. More than 9 months later, Scanlon has now been called upon to take over at City Hall, with Byron Brown formally resigning from office as mayor on Tuesday after 19 years in charge.
The responsibility of serving as mayor is not something I enter into lightly, but it's certainly something I enter into with tremendous level of excitement, optimism, and eagerness. You know, I want to get to work on behalf of the residents of the entire city of Buffalo and make sure that services are provided and I'm representing and serving and producing and providing for every corner of the city.
Scanlon will serve as acting mayor for the remainder of Brown's initial term, which expires at the end of 2025. As Scanlon looks ahead to the next 15 months in office, he has a number of initiatives that he hopes will continue Buffalo's ascension into the future.
I want Buffalo to be a clean, safe, healthy, and innovative city. You know, we face challenges as any municipality does. But if we're working together, the executive branch with the legislative branch, the controller, and most importantly, the general public, the residents of the city of Buffalo, we'll address those challenges and we'll take them and use them as opportunities to take Buffalo to the next level. I think we have an opportunity to maybe revamp and reshape some things, become more efficient, as I said, more innovative.
And come the end of his term as acting mayor, Scanlon is hoping to ensure the city is continuing to provide top-notch services for the residents of the community.
We're providing high-quality, affordable housing, that we're building on the economic growth, we're building on our increase in population, all those positives that are taking place, building upon those, using those as a foundation and a springboard to move the city forward, while simultaneously addressing the challenges and using those as opportunities to improve as well.
More of our conversation with Mayor Scanlon is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. Early voting started yesterday in Georgia, and reports say it was the most ever voters for the first day. Former President Donald Trump was campaigning in Atlanta. CBS's Nicole Kidman reports the rally there came after Trump had a contentious interview in front of the Economic Club of Chicago, where he defended the idea of large tariffs on all imported goods.
Meanwhile, the crowd at his Pennsylvania town hall last night witnessed a bizarre scene as Trump swayed to songs like Ave Maria and YMCA for 39 minutes. After he stopped taking questions when two people fainted in the audience.
A source tells CBS News the former president paused out of sensitivity to those medical emergencies, but the Harris campaign seized on the event, saying Trump looked lost and confused.
Campaign coverage brought to you by Berardi Immigration Law. Back in New York, the new clean truck regulations that set a framework to shift all commercial trucks to zero emissions by 2045 go into effect in just a few months. Now in Albany, we're hearing louder calls to push that timeline back. Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
New York's advanced clear truck regulations are to take effect in the new year. Kendra Hems of the Trucking Association of New York says she's all for fewer emissions, but the state is not ready.
That was in December of 21, and now here we are in October of 2024, and we've not seen the state put any medium heavy-duty charging infrastructure in place. So we are no further along today than we were in 21 when they were adopting the rule.
She'd like to see a two-year delay in adopting the rule. State Senator George Borrello says it should be suspended longer.
So until they can tell us when the infrastructure will be in place, until they can tell us what the actual plan is
to ensure that we're going to have the technology in place to make sure that trucks can be reliably charged quickly to be able to do things like, you know, plow snow during an emergency. So as far as I'm concerned, it should be indefinitely suspended until we know that the technology has caught up to the reality of being able to provide these critical services.
Hear more online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you. The Bills making a splash of a trade yesterday, adding wide receiver Amari Cooper after a trade with the Cleveland Browns. Cooper is a five-time Pro Bowler who has racked up nearly 10,000 receiving yards and 62 touchdowns in over nine seasons with the Raiders, Cowboys, and Browns. Bills head coach Sean McDermott talked about the deal.
First and foremost, believe in the receivers that we already have in the room, and you know, we'll see when Amari gets here and how we can get him up to speed and get him integrated into what we do and how we do things. You know, it's never about one guy. We're thankful to have him, but it's never about just one guy, and it's about the team. So, you know, we're anxious to get him on board here and get rolling.
The Bills released Marquez Valdes-Scantling as a result of the trade. They play Tennessee Sunday afternoon, a blockbuster, Brian.
Big move for the Bills. Yes. We were just talking with Sal yesterday about the possible need for a wide receiver. Is it still there? Well, Bills answered our question just a few hours later. It was a big news day for the Bills, too. Rumors flying around potential ownership, and we've been talking for over a year about the Pegula's effort to perhaps sell a portion of the team. It's a new report in Sportico saying that there is some interest in that. We'll bring you more coming up at the bottom of the hour here on WBEN. Meanwhile, the Small Business Administration's disaster loan program has run out of funding in the wake of a recent extreme weather event. Scott McFarland says that means an interruption to some federal help for hurricane victims.
FEMA isn't the only federal agency that helps with disaster-related funds and repairs. So too does the U.S. Small Business Administration, which offers loans to homeowners and businesses with damaged property. Despite warnings to Congress their fund was running low, the U.S. Small Business Administration says they now have to pause some of the new loans they issue to hurricane victims because Congress will not return likely until after Election Day to approve new money.
Scott McFarland with the report.
One person has died in the multi-state listeria outbreak linked to deli meats, bringing the total to at least 10 deaths, according to the CDC. A total of 59 people have been infected and hospitalized across 19 states so far, as reports of new illnesses are slowing. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Inspector General launching an internal investigation into the agency's handling of the deadly boar's head outbreak. Here's Senator Richard Blumenthal yesterday.
If necessary, there should be a congressional investigation. I want to know what the parameters and process is going to be by the Inspector General of the Department of Agriculture itself. Clearly, there was inadequate action by the inspectors from the USDA. They allowed this plant in Jarrett, Virginia, to continue in business. It should have been shut down. We need a food safety agency, not just a part of the FDA, that will guarantee the supply chain, the manufacture, the shipping, and everything associated with food, because there are literally thousands of contaminated products on the market every year, and they can cause sickness and even death.
That's a scary thought. That's Richard Blumenthal talking about that yesterday. Elsewhere, pilots at Frontier Airlines one step closer to a strike.
99% of Frontier Airlines pilots are voting in favor of a strike. If negotiations end with the airline, a strike would not occur immediately. The union has been in talks with Frontier since January, and negotiations are still ongoing. But if the National Mediation Board determines mediation is unproductive, then the two sides will have a cooling-off period before a strike. Congress or the president could stop a strike. The pilots want better working conditions and pay. Alex Stone, EBC News.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
News. Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Some scattered rain and snow showers this morning, clearing later today with highs near 50. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with some frost developing, overnight lows in the 30s. On Thursday, partly to mostly sunny with high temperatures in the upper 50s, back in the 60s on Friday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line from Hamilton, which is on stage now over at Shays Performing Arts Center through October 27th. Tickets at Shays Buffalo Theater box office or Ticketmaster.com. Lily Soto, part of the cast of Hamilton. Lily, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Great to have you on. And before we get into the show and Hamilton and the buzz around it and everything like that, I always got to ask, when people come through Buffalo, what do you make of the city so far?
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I've never been to Buffalo before, so I've already, you know, got my wings going on. I'm ready to just, like, look at the city and travel. So, yeah.
Do you get to get out a lot, explore when you're part of a touring cast, when you're here for a little bit of a run? Like, how much free time do you generally have?
We usually have free time during the days, which is really nice because that's when we get to really explore the city. So we do have like a fair share of exploring when we go to a new city.
I have to imagine wings, though, like not the best thing before performing on stage, like anything. I mean, right? Is there like a special, do you have like a meal routine before you go on for a performance?
I usually don't because I really enjoy food. So I try to just make it work, but usually before a show, it's just more of like you don't want to eat anything too crazy heavy, you know, because we'd be running around.
That would make sense to me. It's like you got to find that balance. You probably find it after like a certain number of shows. You've been in the business for a certain amount of time. You strike that balance between you don't want to be hungry, the grumbling stomach. We've all had that. Like that doesn't do anything. But you don't want to be too full. Because then when you're you know, jumping around, that's that could end ugly. Anyways, Hamilton, which is here through October 27th at Shays. I mean, the Tony Award winning, it's like it was the biggest play on Broadway, the biggest musical in, I don't know, a long, long time. The buzz around Hamilton, it's really unlike anything we've seen in that business for some time. So how did you get to be a part of Hamilton?
Yeah, I am new to the company. I graduated college this past May, so I had a pretty interesting audition experience. I basically just went in for them my last spring semester of college, and I went and did an in-person audition, and I ended up booking it. So I had a very quick turnaround.
That's pretty impressive. From college to Hamilton, I mean, were you like floored when you got the news?
Oh, yeah. I cried. I cried and I immediately called both my parents and we all cried together. So
now, have you gone and seen it in person before you got, like, were you following Hamilton? Were you able to see it anywhere before you even auditioned?
I knew of the show. I watched it on Disney Plus. The film, but I didn't see it in person actually on Broadway until after I booked it.
So Hamilton's been to Buffalo a few times now, even in just a few short years, and you're kind of seeing that around the country. What is it about it that keeps people coming back?
Personally, for me, it's so well written. It's not only the music is incredible and how each thing perfectly fits into each song and the amount of detail. That's the thing, is that when people first come to see the show, you have a lot of information coming at you and you could just keep watching the show and see something different and like have all this different meaning behind all the songs. There's just so much information that it keeps people wanting to come back for more.
You want to catch it again or maybe see anything that you might have missed because you were wowed by something that happened before. And there's no there's no rewind button at Shays.
Yeah.
I noticed. Yes. Maybe next year. They're working on some things there. So I don't know what they have in store. But now Hamilton, it has, I mean, the soundtrack probably went even more crazy than the musical did. I mean, people have never seen the show, had the soundtrack, and some of those songs were hitting the charts and things like that. And it's a soundtrack that you might not necessarily associate with Broadway, but it had been something that a lot of shows have been doing for a while, right? Like hip-hop, R&B, and incorporating a lot of different types of music into a musical. It's been there for a while, but do you feel like Hamilton kind of blew the door open to let people know, like, hey, we're not just like your old-fashioned show tunes?
Yeah, for sure. I think mainstream music and pop and hip-hop have been, at the time, were being integrated into musical theater, like especially with Lynn's in the Heights and already having a lot of those hip-hop elements mixed with Latin music. So there's like lots of things coming in, but specifically with Hamilton, I think that formula of like kind of the barrier of what makes a musical theater song kind of is blurred, and making it more mainstream and hip hop and pop, and like you could just listen to the album and just, oh, this could be just on the radio, which I think like brought in a whole new audience to theater.
And it's an audience that keeps coming back, as we mentioned, to Hamilton, again, at Shays. You can get tickets at the box office or Ticketmaster.com now through October 27th. What about you? You know, going forward, it's got to be crazy. You're in Hamilton right out of college. Are you, like, set on Broadway? Do you love this style? Or are you looking at absolutely anything and everything under the sun? Or is that like a tough transition to make from, you know, Broadway or doing something on stage with singing and dancing to, you know, acting in a movie that has none of that? Or, you know, where do you see yourself in the future?
Right. I'm honestly, I've always been a very open person to anything that involves performing and just being on stage. But right now I'm happy to be with Hamilton and just like enjoying my time. And in the future, hopefully I'll be able to do some other things and just like expand and challenge myself, whether that's film, TV, recording. But yeah.
Well, it sounds great. And we look forward to seeing you on stage here in Buffalo. Enjoy the city while you're here, too, because it's a great place. Lily, thanks. Lily Soto is part of the cast. Hamilton on stage at Shays now through October 27th.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.